我们还是来看约翰福音第四章。
Let us continue to turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们再父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said to a woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
You worship that which you do not know, we worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要寻找这样的人拜他。
But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
二十四节，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们昨天晚上已经说过，约翰福音是四本福音书最后的一卷。
Last evening we mentioned that the Gospel of John is the last Gospel among the four.
约翰的书信是所有书信中最后的。
And the Epistles of John are also the last Epistles among all the Epistles.
约翰的启示录也是最后的预言。
And the Revelation of John is also the last Revelation.
因为我们的主托付给约翰一个执事，就是补网的执事。
Because our Lord entrusted with John this ministry of mending the net.
到了约翰那个时候，你看见新的网已经破了。
At that time of John, you saw that the net of the gospel was broken.
所以他给我们约翰福音。
So he gave us the gospel of John.
到了那个时候，教会已经老化了。
At that time, the church had aged.
脸上有了皱纹，也有许多的皱纹。
It had wrinkles and it was blemished.
对于这样老化的教会
，For an aged church.
圣灵有话要说。
The Holy Spirit had a word to say.
结果就借着约翰，我们主就直接对亚细亚的众教会说话。
And through John, the Lord spoke directly to the churches in Asia.
那么在主所给约翰讲的这么多话里面
，So among all the words that the Lord spoke to John,
那么我们刚才所读这一段是非常重要的。
The part that we just read is extremely important.
因为这一段讲的敬拜。
Because this person speaks of worship.
那么这个也就是为什么约翰要补网。
And that is why John needs to mend the net.
因为到那个时候，在一进到这件事情上
，on this matter of worship，
不光那个网破了
，not only is the net torn，
不光大家对于进到的福音真理模糊了
，not only is the gospel the matter of worship is kind of hazy。
那个时候人知道主耶稣是救主。
At that time, man knew that the Lord was a soldier.
也是什么君王
，and he was the king.
也是什么仆人
，and he was that servant.
再有一个荣，一个荣耀的人子
，and he was also a glorious son of man.
这些他们都知道
，they all knew that.
但是好像有一点他们漏掉
，but it's as if they missed something.
那么是约翰告诉我们说，原来我们的主就是圣者。
And it is John who tells us that our Lord is the Son of God.
他的生命是超越的生命。
That his life is a transcendent life.
他从天降下，仍旧在天。
He came from heaven to earth, but he was still in heaven.
那么你怎么形容这位神的儿子呢
？So how do you describe the Son of God?
因为从来没有人见过神。
Nobody had met God before.
但父他的独生子就把他表明出来。
The only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father was able to manifest.
大家没有看见他的父亲。
Nobody has ever met my father.
但是你看见我怎么走路，你就知道我的父亲怎么走。
But you see how I walk, you know how my father walks.
我走路是内八字的，所以你知道我的父亲也是内八字。
But when I walk, my feet are turned inward, so you know my dad also.
所以我就把我的父亲就表明出来。
So I declare, manifest my father to you.
所以主耶稣是神的儿子。
So the Lord is the Son of God.
就是他是父怀里独生子。
And he is the only begotten in his bosom.
他有个使命。
He has a mission.
他有一个责任，就是把天上的父把他启示出来。
He has a responsibility to manifest the Father.
所以在约翰福音
So in the Gospel of John,
从第一章到第七章给我们看见神就是光
From chapter 1 to chapter 7, we see He is light.
第八章到第十二章正体是神就是神就是灵正体神是个灵
I'm sorry, it shows that God is spirit.
然后从第八章到第十二章给我们看见神就是光
From chapter 8 to 12, we see that God is light.
从第十三章到二十一章给我们看见神就是爱
From chapter 13 to 21, we see God is love.
这实在是一个伟大的发现
This is a great discovery.
这也是伟大的启示
And it is a great revelation.
你去看人类所有的 document, 所有的文献
If you can look at all the documents in history,
你看见有哪一个人得到这么大的启示
Who would have received such great revelation?
只有在智慧的独生子能认识这一位神是怎样的一位
Only the begotten one in the bosom can know who this God is.
结果神就把他的秘密告诉了他的儿子
So God gave the secret to his son.
因为他的儿子丈夫的怀里
Because his son is in the bosom of the Lord.
因为约翰在主的怀里
And because John was in the bosom of our Lord.
所以你看见父怎样把秘密告诉儿子儿子把秘密告诉约翰告诉我们
So how the father gave the secret to his son, the son also gave that secret to John and to us.
所以宇宙的神秘的面纱就解开
the veil. So the veil of secrecy has now been opened.
弟兄姊妹
This is the greatest revelation.
如果你认识我们的神是怎样的神
If you know what kind of God a God is,
你就知道我们敬拜是怎样的敬拜
Then you know what our worship should be.
敬拜乃是我们对神认识认识的神一个回应
A worship is to the God that we know a response to him.
如果有的人他所认识神不过是石头是木头做
If somebody knows a God of that one made out of wood or stone,
你看那个敬拜那是偶像的敬拜
That worship is idol worship.
他在那里做敬拜的动作
He has had the motion of worship.
他越敬拜他的眉头做的越紧
But the more worship he does, the more his breath falls.
他越敬拜他脸上给你觉得他越痛苦
The more he worships his face has a lot of pain.
所以你看见吗就是因为他所认识的神就是这样的意思
Because the God that he knows is but flesh
但是弟兄姊妹如果你发现神是个灵
If you discover that God is spirit
我们当然就应当在灵里去
Of course we need to worship in spirit
所以我们敬拜的时候当然用我们的心灵和诚实来拜他
So we worship him in spirit and truth
这个就是基本的
It's very basic
但是不止如此
But not only that
神也是光
But God is light
虽然他离开我们非常的遥远
Even though he is very far away from us
但是因为他是光
But because he is light
当光照在十字架上
When the light shines on the cross
所反射出来的七个不同颜色的光芒
That is reflected in seven different ways
这里就给我们看见什么
What does it show us
这里就给我们看见这里就给我们看见虽然神很远的但神是那么近
Even though he is far yet he is near
我们能够认识他
And we can know him
我们能够行走在光中
And we can walk in the light
我们不在黑暗里边
No longer walk in the
light 我们要得着生命的光
And then we can gain the light of life
你看见这个就是敬拜一个人当他敬拜的时候这是他的生活
This is how someone who is a true worshiper lives
不光如此
Not only that
神也就是爱
God is also love
因为他是爱的人
Because he is love
那个爱是到底的爱
This love is a love that loves to the end
是爱到永远的
It loves for eternity
这个爱永远不离开
It is an everlasting love that never leaves
因为这个缘故
For this reason
他必须我们第十字架
You have to near to the cross
必须从死里复活
You have to resurrect from the dead
必须升天
You have to ascend to heaven
然后到日出就来
And then the comfort of change
要住在我们的里面
不要白的呢
不要忘记他永远和我们同在
Don't forget that forever he is present with
us 而且他和我们敬拜不能够再
近 And he is so close to us he can't get close
耶稣到门徒的脚头已经是够近了
When Jesus is before the feet of the disciples is very close
但是那个爱还不够到
But that love was not at the end
爱是爱的到底
Love is the love to the end
结果你看他是住在了我们的里
Then he abides in us
所以弟兄姊妹
The brothers and sisters
感谢主
Thank the Lord
因为这个缘故
For this reason
今天我们不像犹太人一样，
对不对？ No longer we are Jews，
我们一定要在耶路撒冷，一定要在哭墙，然后祷告神的大恩才能听我们的祷告。
That we have to go to Jerusalem to the Wailing Wall to be able to have a prayer there。
他们敬拜神不错。
They did worship God too。
他们离他们很远。
The God is still very distant。
他们一定要在圣地到了耶路撒冷才靠近神。
We have to take an airplane to Jerusalem to draw nigh to God。
你听清楚了。刚才我们主在十字架上为我所成就的救恩。
On the cross was the best work of salvation
of all. 我们敬拜是能够在一起。
Enables us to be closer. We can't be any closer.
不是耶路撒冷那座山。
It's not the mountain of Jerusalem.
也不是撒玛利亚那座。
It's not the mountain of Samaria.
那个都太远了。
All those are too far away.
那个给我们看见的爱不是到底。
It shows us that that love is not never ending.
那个给我们看见的爱是能够最单和属于最间隔的爱。
It is a love that can be separated by mountains and water.
必须知道。
That is,
你要知道怎么样的敬拜是新约的敬拜。
You want to know what New Testament worship is?
你要看到它不只是神是个灵。
You have to see that God is not only God,
but He is
God. That He is God's light.
神也就是爱。
And God is love.
所以弟兄姊妹，
这个是
现在我们的敬拜，依然在他的脚前。
Now we can do like Mary before His feet.
我们不在我们的深处。
At the very depth of our heart.
不要走很远的路。
No longer do we have to walk a distance.
现在我们就能够来到他的脚前。
We can come before His feet.
弟兄姊妹，你看见我们能够何等恩
典？我们实在是充满
了。我们在他脚前的生活。
We are living before His feet.
那个就是敬拜的生活。
And that is a life of worship.
所以在我们整个敬拜的生活里
，So in our whole life of worship，
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that？
音乐是生命的道路。
On one hand, it is the way of life.
音乐是光的道路。
On the other hand, it's the way of the light.
同时也是爱的道路。
And the other way of love，
弟兄姊妹，这是宗教吗
？Is this religion？
你那边所讲的宗教
，With the religion that you think，
一定跟礼拜、跟敬拜发生关系。
It has something to do with worship。
你知道佛教是怎么敬拜
？You know how Buddhist worship？
你知道佛教是怎么？
You know how Muslims worship？
你就知道说这个，你就知道说这个犹太教怎么敬拜
？You know how Jews worship？
你看他们的敬拜
，their worship，
你不知道说他们的敬拜里面到底有多少的丰富，还有多少的贫穷。
But you will see how poor, how rich their worship is.
Thank you. 所以，为着我们要明白新约的敬拜
，so that we can understand New Testament worship，
在神救的约翰。做不忘的工作。
God uses John to mend the net.
所以弟兄姊妹，
叫做
你读马太、马可、路加。
When you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
你也读到一点点。
Yes, you do.
Sometimes 没有像约翰讲的那么清
楚。But not as clear as the Gospel of John.
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
神就是光。
God is light.
神就是爱。
God is love.
你这都和新约的敬拜发生直接的关系。
Because this is directly related to New Testament.
那么约翰福音特别是讲的神的真理。
The Gospel of John speaks of the truth of the Gospel.
给我们看的主要是神。
He shows us that Jesus is the Son of God.
And what
kind of God are
God is?
Because of this knowing,
就左右了，支配了我们的敬拜。
It actually equips us to worship.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
as a control, govern 我们的敬拜，能够支配我们的敬拜。
It governs our worship.
那这个是非常非常重要的。
It's very important.
那么我们还记得在约翰福音第四章我们主耶稣和有一个撒玛利亚妇人去讲到敬拜的问题。
And we know in John chapter 4, Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman about this matter of worship.
Now, we know the story very well.
We know the story very well.
You see the people that Jesus is going to go through Samaria.
Remember, Jesus had to go through Samaria.
Because he knew到中午的时候，一个孤单的一个妇人要出来，这个要水喝。
Because he knew that this woman at noon would come out to gather water. Because
our Lord一定要在井旁遇见她。
And our Lord had to meet her by the well.
因为那个时候，所有的犹太女子或者撒玛利亚女子都是黄昏的时候出来打水。
Because all the Samaritan women at that time had would come to collect water at dawn.
但是这个撒玛利亚妇人不敢黄昏的时候出来。
But this Samaritan woman did it differently. She did not dare come out.
我们知道她一共有五个的丈夫。
We know that she had five husbands.
现在的丈夫还不是她。
And the current husband was not hers.
所以我们主要遇见他。
So our Lord had to meet her.
我们主要做他的救主。
Our Lord wanted to be his savior.
这个当我们主拯救他以前。
But before our Lord saved her.
这个当我们主爱是说他是个罪人以前。
Before our Lord said that she was a sinner.
那主首先给他看见。
The Lord showed her first.
他为什么终于出来打水？
Why did she come to get water at the
room? 证明说她里面有一样东西不能满足。
Because it proved that there was something in her that could not satisfy her.
因为不能满足你。
And because she could not be satisfied,
她以为这个辈子可以满足吗？
She thought that one husband can fill her.
里面还是没有满足。
But she was still not filled.
因为这样子也不能满
足。Five husbands could not fill her.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why is that?
因为神当初创造撒玛利亚妇人的时候
，because when the God created the original the Samaritan woman，
你看见神在她里面创造了一个真空
，God created a vacuum in her，
这个真空永远不能够填满
，and that vacuum can never be filled，
因为这个真空的形状就是神的形状
，because the shape of the vacuum is the shape of God，
而且因为这个真空是为着神来设计。
And because this vacuum was designed for God,
只有神能够满足它。
Only God can fill it.
所以除了神之外
，aside of God, aside of God,
你把圣所放在里面，这个太空太空。
Even if you put the earth inside, it will still be empty.
你把全世界放在里面，都不能满足。
If you put the whole world inside, it will still be empty.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么我们主要遇见撒玛利亚？
来，我叫 Lord, want to meet the Samaritan?
因为我们主要提醒撒玛利亚妇人
，because our Lord wants to remind her.
今天你到井旁
，you are beside the well.
你从人生里面经过，你到了井旁，你有五个丈夫，你有这样的人生。
You have gone through life. You have gone by the well. You have five husbands.
现在你为什么一个丈夫就能满足，两个丈夫就能满足？
Why could not one husband or two husbands
satisfied?
And you still want to come to the water. What does that prove?
证明里面的真空从来没有填满。
The proof that the vacuum inside her was never filled.
所以我们就说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
So the Lord said, whoever drinks of the water will still thirst.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就是告诉我们说，不但撒玛利亚妇人里面觉得饥渴
，Not only the Samaritan woman feels thirsty inside.
全世界的人他们里面都觉得饥渴
，But the whole world feels thirsty.
因为有这个饥渴的缘故
，Because of the thirst.
所以他们就发明了宗教。
So then they invented religion.
因为他们觉得这个能够满足他们心灵的虚空。
They feel that only the religion can fill the void in them.
他们要做一点什么
？They want to do something.
要行动。
They have to do good work.
然后呢，也许他们的在他里面能够满足，那个真空能够满足。
And maybe inside they can start filling the void.
弟兄姊妹，
这就是
请我们记得，
这是
每一个人都是虚空的。
Everyone is an empty person. Because when God first created man, putting them in the Garden of Eden, God wanted them to eat of the fruit of the tree of life. The fruit of the tree of life represented God's life. God created in man a vacuum. He was willing for his life to fill this vacuum to fill it.
结果他的人生就被fulfilled，他的人生就满足了。
So then he would be fulfilled.
这个时候他就不再饥渴了。
No longer would he be thirsty.
但是什么时候？当神创造了个人。
So when God created man,
虽然他这个人是个完全的人
，even though this man is a complete man,
你看见吗？就对神的创造来讲，现在你看见有眼睛、耳朵、有嘴巴，这个都是完全的。
As creation, the man has eyes, ears, nose, is very complete.
你看进入到二十一世纪
，we come to 21st century,
人类的的确确在科技上在好多地方有很大很大的发展，很大的进步。
There is much improvement and much progress in science, etc. today.
因为人是怎么解决
？Because man is the creator
of God.
正
在哪里呢
？What's the problem？
每个人里面都是饥渴，每个人里面都是饥渴的。
It is there is no one who is not empty.
如果人没有相信耶稣基督就是主
，If man does not believe Jesus as Savior，
你看哪一个人里面不是觉得没有满足
？Then he will not feel empty inside.
为什么
？Why？
因为人就是为了神来创造
，Because man was created for God.
所以当人没有找到神以前
，So before man。
你看许多人都是找啊找，一直寻求。
Yeah, many people are searching and seeking.
你记不记得有一个很有名的作家叫做 Hemingway?
Do you remember an author, a very famous author called Hemingway?
你知道他写了这个《老人与海》。
He wrote The Old Man and the Sea.
你知道说这个是很有名的一个著作吗？
It's a very famous piece.
他真的真的是打猎的人。
He was always a hunter.
他总是找一个对象要定下来做君主的。
He was always looking for somebody to to.
他最后终于成功了。
And at the end, he was successful.
他有名，他终于有了名。
He was finally famous.
你知道说他可以住在别的地方，但是可以坐飞机，就可以派人坐飞机到这个巴黎去准备做早餐回来。
And now he can go ahead and send somebody to Paris to be able to prepare breakfast.
我们知道说，我们晓得说，凡他心所愿的，因为没有得到。
We know that whatever he wanted, he would gain.
所以我们知道这个汉尼威他一生都是在那里追寻都在那里追求因为他知道一个东西没得到
And Hemingway yet in his whole life he was searching and searching because there was something he did not get
如果没有得到他的命就是虚空
And if he did not assume that he would be thirsty
所以 Bernard Shaw 肖伯纳说了两个有很有名的话
But Bernard Shaw said something very interesting
他的人生有两个悲剧
He said there are two tragedies in man's life
这个悲剧就是你一直希望得到东西你没有得到
One tragedy is you always want to gain something, but you never get it.
How is that? How is that? You do.
And the other tragedy is, of a good dream finally comes true, you get something.
Because when当初在当初神造人的时候，你啥哥的呢？当初神造人的时候，在人的里面呢，是创造一个真空的。
Because when God created man, he created a vacuum.
没有东西能填满它。
There's nothing that can fill it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
要不然就是
叫他们一天就一天到晚，他没有满足，再追求，再追求。
He kept searching and searching and searching.
他最后终于找到一个对象。
Finally, he found an object.
那个对象就是他的自己。
And that object was himself.
所以当他把他内脏打开的时候
，So when he opened up his
这个书单的时候
when he pulled the trigger，
结果他就结束了一生。
Then he ended his whole life.
他一生在那里追求
，He was searching for his whole life，
没有任何东西能满足他。
Nothing could satisfy.
你看，这就是悲剧。
That is a tragedy.
不幸之辈。
我跟
所有人说，当喝着水的还要再渴。
The word said, whoever drinks of the water should still thirst.
不幸之辈。我的这个人。
For this reason,
你看就很稀奇。
It's very impressive.
你看有人说，人和动物不一样在哪里
？The difference between man and animal.
不管人受了多少的教育。
No matter how much education a man has,
or if he is uneducated,
he
can be in Africa or elsewhere where he
has no
education. And
maybe the educational level, cultural level is very, very low.
But there's one
thing you know. Everyone inside of them has the capability of
worship.
There is a desire within man to worship.
This is an instinct.
This is an instinct. When God created man, he already put that instinct in man. That is why man feels thirsty.
你看过那些猴子可以模仿人去西穿西装去西餐，怎么样都可以模仿。
You can see that monkeys can imitate man. They can wear suits. They can eat.
但是你看过那些动物有没有说他忽然就去了，忽然找了个庙来怎么拜拜的没有的
？Does you ever see an animal creating a temple to worship?
没有，你看动物从来没有这种
，animals never have done that.
所以这是证明人是谁所创造的
？It proves that the man is created.
这个很清楚的
，very clear.
每个人里面都有敬拜神的本能
，because everyone has inside of them an instinct to worship.
所以必须具备。
小郑说：“
这是什么缘故？”
我就说：“
是不是至少要听你这么说
？”That's a Psalm 42 says,
在那我的心陷入无路天的曲水。
It says that Psalm 42 says. As the blue pants with the water, so my soul pants after thee.
弟兄姊妹，你看这么一个饥渴。
Here there is a thirst.
这个饥渴就是他巴不得那个水能够进到他里面。
The thirst for the water to be able to enter.
你看我如果水没进到他里面。
If the water does not enter him,
他里面没有满足。
Then he does not satisfy.
弟兄姊妹，就是牛也好，羊也好，鹿也好。
Whether it be man, whether it be a sheep, or whether it be a donkey,
看见百分之八十以上、七十以上都是水。
You know that 70-80% of the composition of the body is water.
所以当你的水慢慢慢慢缺少的时候
，when you start lacking water,
你看见人就觉得非常的饥渴。
You see that man feels thirsty.
是这个告诉我们说，人等还有每一个都应该是水罐子。
Everybody should be a bottle of water.
当然，现在美国你看每个人都是在哪里都拿着罐子。
So if you look at it, everybody carries bottles of water.
为什么是人生放在人家的水罐子
？Because man is filled with bottles of water.
如果人不装水，他一定还会干渴的。
So if you do not fill the bottle of water, it will thirst.
人就是被水给创造的。
That is how man is created.
如果人不让水装在里面，你看见人里面就没有满足。
If man does not allow God to fill him, then he does not So you know that deer in Psalm 42 is at the foot of Mount Hermon.
You
read
that
to be very clear when you read that piece of scripture.
It
speaks there of the rock.
天讲的磐石是证明说在黑龙山上有一个大磐石的。
So you know that at the foot of Mount Hermon there's a huge rock.
那么黑龙山上有很多的雪。
You know that on Mount Hermon there's a lot of snow.
这个也是一个融化。
And when the snow melts,
当融化的那水就慢慢流出来了。
When it melts, the water flows out.
你在看到那个水的时候，你看那个鹿一定非常的兴奋。
So when the deer sees that water, it gets very excited.
你看见吗？它如果这个水进了它里面，它的干渴就得到解决了。
Because the water enters it, it will satisfy its thirst.
所以这个就是那个鹿的祷告。
So that is the prayer of a deer.
但是问题在这里。这个水要黑龙山上。
But here's the problem, the water is out on the
floor. 你看见了什么时候水进到鹿的里面，它才满足。
Whenever the water enters the deer, then it is
水它和那鹿水都神那鹿肚子的那里，好像鹿在鹿吃水一样。
So as the deer pants for the water, so does my soul pant after thee.
所以让我们记得每一个人里面都是干渴。
We know that each and every one of us inside of a
man, 每一个人都像撒玛利亚妇人。
We are just like a Samaritan woman.
你看见吗？我们是看见那个水
，Yes, we see that water.
但是问题就是说，那个不过是山上的水。
But we see that water is on the mountain.
那个水怎么能够进到我们里面
？How does that water enter into our
mind? 人对神都有观念的。
Man has a notion of God.
人知道神就是有神。
They say that there is a God.
人知道神是慈爱的神。
They know that there is a God of
love.
That He is a righteous God.
He is an awesome God.
And He is a God of love.
但是问题是，
但是神
因着我们罪孽
，because of our sin,
你看神。
God is so far away. That water is on Mount Hermon. You desire and want that life of God. Before that life enters us, forever we will not be satisfied. So what does St. Augustine say? He said that our hearts, God, are being created for you. But this heart will never be satisfied unless my heart rests in you.
So
now we all know religion.
We know God.
God is great. We do want God's eternal life. But don't forget. The life is in Him. You see that? The life is in Christ. We're unbelievers. This water is a fire and not permanent. How does this water enter Him?
So we
know.
In the Hermon Shan, this speech, in the 40
chapter, because of the background that we see in Psalm 42,
you see that God. 当人在那叹息说神啊我心渴慕你如日渴慕溪水
when man dies and says my soul pants after my soul pants after the just like the deer
这是你
what does that mean
每一个人里面都是干渴
it means that everyone inside the
soul 现在你知道为什么喝了这水还要再渴
now you know if you drink the water you shall suffer
因为这个水还是地上的水
because this water is so earthly
这个水不是心灵上的
this is not the water from our heaven
不感谢
我 thank you
那黑门山的水是终于来到了撒玛利亚的命运
the water from Mount Hermon is finally before the Samaritan woman
这是你看见吗
you see that
现在就来到了撒玛利亚的命运
it is now before the Samaritan woman
他又是撒玛利亚的命运
as he promised the Samaritan woman
他们喝这水的
if you drink of this water
还要再渴
you shall still thirst
但人如果喝了我吃的水就永远不渴
but if you drink of the water that I give you shall never thirst
弟兄姊妹
大家说
你就开了很大的智障
The Lord opened a huge shock
你看见吗现在你要喝我所赐的水
As long as the truth of my water
你就永远不渴
You will forever never thirst
弟兄姊
妹这个事
怎么可能
How is that possible
你看见吗就怎么可能永远不渴的
How can you forever never thirst
是你哪一个宗教的教主
That a rich leader of a religion
What
kind of a religion
释迦牟尼有没有这样说过释迦牟尼就是这个佛教的Buddha
As did Buddha ever say
我们知道说不但释迦牟尼没有这样说过 Muhammad 有没有这样说
Muhammad never
said 哪一个宗教的教主能够说凡为了自我所赐的水他就永远不渴
What other religious master can ever say if you drink of this water you shall never thirst
所以弟兄姊妹你看我们主说的这句话
Our Lord just speak his word
所以他们在哪里啊所以就相信了
And the Samaritan woman believed
所以他就不渴了
And then she did not thirst anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我们也像撒玛利亚妇人一样。
We are just like the Samaritan woman.
现在这个水在她里面要从这里的泉源一直流到永生。
And this water inside her will become wells of spring water to flow out.
那弟兄姊妹，本来生命在她里头
，before the life was in him，
生命在这个里头
，the life was in Christ。
但是现在你这个生命跑到，要么跑到这个，跑到什么？跑到这个妇，就撒玛利亚妇人的里头来了。
But now it is now inside.The Samaritan woman.
所以这个生命进到我们里头来。
Now the life is in us.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that?
所以这个生命进到我们里头。
And because the life is in us,
活水进到我们里头就永远不渴。
The living water in us, we shall never thirst.
因为神最后的目的终于达到。
Because his final purpose has been reached.
但是你读约翰福音要很小心。
But if you read the Gospel of John, you need to be careful.
约翰福音每次讲这些故事的时候
，Whenever the Gospel of John speaks of this story,
你要知道我们主说的是。
When our Lord spoke his word,
最后都有一个更大的代价。
In the background, there is a huge price.
你记不记得他曾经有一句对一个淫妇这么说？
Do you remember when he spoke to a wealthy man?
对，淫妇，犯淫乱的，犯淫乱的妇人。
When he spoke to adulterous woman,
那么他就要怎么说？没有人定你的罪吗？
He said that nobody is going to condemn you.
我也不定你的罪，
你的罪啊，
那是我有个问题。
Here's the problem.
你都整整的圣经
If you read the whole Bible,
谁有没有可能叫一个罪人出狱？就证明他能不能这
样 Can you go ahead and let somebody who is sinful be righteous and forgive?
所以现在如果我们主不定他的罪的话
But if our Lord does not condemn him,
不赦免他的话
Or forgive him,
你直接让他们去吧
Just let him go.
你不给我们要问
Then we have to
ask, 你怎么对这个罪人有爱？
Our Lord has love and capacity.
但是不能在什么地方
？Where is His righteousness?
所以你不要问题。
Don't forget.
我们主说那句话背后是有代价的。
When our Lord spoke those words, there was a price to be
paid. 他说我不定你的罪。
I will not condemn you.
就是这句话。
And that word,
他定了他自己的罪。
He condemned himself.
他就必须要认罪的，证据的名字正在十字架。
He had to bear this adulterous woman die on the cross.
这样才能够满足神的公义。
Then he can accept.Satisfy God's righteousness.
你看，又不是什么爱救我们，又是什么救救了我们
？Not only God's righteousness, but God's righteousness.
所以在正在一个得救的故事上
，So when the story of salvation of the devil,
你看又怎么样
？A
永远是在这儿。
这个血流就像那个宝藏的伏笔，在世间在那里写的这些东西，
按照这个字
放下这些东西，
按照我放下这些东西，
这个是 very good thing。
然后就是等到你到最后的时候
，at the very end，
你看到为我的定在十字架上，
我是 near to the cross，
你才明白过来。
Very end， 什么都求自己，这个就是你。
This is not a single sin of the soul。
现在主要是必须认着这个犯罪的女人定在十字架上。
The Lord had to forget about this woman, die for her on the cross。
有心愿的。
来认什么主是这当喝这水的你永远不渴。
Why does the Lord say to drink of this water shall never thirst?
你知
道
怎么回事吗？
You know what happened?
就在约翰福音这一整章整个的圣经里。
In the whole Gospel of John,
前面说凡喝这水的就不再渴。
It says that for those who drink of this water shall never thirst. This is the promise of our Lord.
The Lord says, "This is how to do it."
How can that happen? Because when you read at the latter part of John,
the age John tells
you, "That
while he was on the
cross, he says, 'I
thirst.'"
This is sisters. Because he said, "I
thirst."
Therefore, we no longer thirst. Why do we thirst? The reason we thirst,
brothers and sisters,
because these were all ignited by the fire from
hell. So when the
fire is burning
inside,
you hear that, but you see that people become
alcoholics. When you
have the fire of hormones inside
of you, then you see many families
that are broken. I want to ask you, why do people
thirst
and thirst
and thirst?
All sin is a result of being thirsty.
Why does not one
husband
have a man?
Or two husbands? All those who drink of the water that I give them shall never
thirst.
The passage here,
you need to explain it
through the whole
gospel.
John can
explain it.
In the beginning it says, you shall never
thirst.
But those who drink of the water shall
never thirst.
If you drink of the water that I give
them shall never
thirst. But if you drink of the water that
I give them shall never thirst.
If you allow my living water to enter your breath,
you will send the vacuum.
The same color to fill the vacuum.
No longer you thirst.
No longer you
thirst.
He said, I thirst.
And
the wrath of the water, the wrath of God, because of all our sins upon His
Son.
So the rod of wrath is upon His Son. Jesus is that rock that
rocked
the earth. And that is that rock that that deer saw at the foot of Mount Hermon. That rock at the foot of Mount Hermon is one of the oldest rocks in Canaan. And our Lord is that aged rock. And on the cross, the rod of wrath of God was upon him. And he went through the fire and all. We are supposed to go through that. There was a reward there. He said, I thirst. What is
this?
It proves that the wrath of God, the rod of the wrath of God was upon the aged rock. And then the rock was crushed for us. The rock at the foot of Mount
Hermon.
But because of volcano and because of earthquake, indeed that rock was crushed. And the water found Mount Hermon to flow down through the
cleft.
And it became the upper part of the Jordan River. It became the upper stream of the Jordan. And the deer is at the upper stream of the Jordan. So it drank of that water. Do you remember? If the deer had feelings, it would remember when it saw first the waters of Mount Hermon. He felt thirsty. That thirst was never satisfied. But one day there was volcano and earthquake
appeared.
He did not know what was happening. But once he
admitted,
he said the water was water and he could never drink that water. But because of volcanic activity and an earthquake, the rock is crushed. Now it can stay on ice beside the water. Before the water was on Mount Hermon, but now it is in it. No longer is it thirsty. When it drinks of the water so that it can
fill,
it is filled with water. And then it tells
him,
and then we read in chapter 2 that all the breakers and the waves rolled over. What does that mean? That
the water is completely submerged under the water.
When the deer is being hunted, you know the deer is always looking for some brook of water. If the deer can be submerged into the water, you know that the hunting dogs cannot catch the scent. Isn't that the same story? The same story of the Samaritan woman? Our sins are numerous as a hair. And it is trying to catch us.
Therefore, that deer at the foot of Mount Hermon no longer thirst.
It
can never
be.
Because there is a work in the background. In the background, we see our Lord Jesus is already accomplishing the work on the
cross.
So, this passage, you know what the background represents. Thank the Lord. The Lord has promised us, if we drink of this water, we shall never thirst.
Why?
Because the rock was cracked for us. From his side poured out water and blood. Now we know. Why on the cross our Lord had water flowing? Because God promised. The Lord promised. Anyone who drinks of this water shall never thirst. This is the background behind this
passage.
After he promised it, so the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw." Then Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband." You see that? This woman, on one hand, was empty. In her, she was thirsty. It was part of the feeling. But another feeling, after someone
sinned,
they have a guilty feeling. For this reason, she became very nervous. There are certain nerves that you can't touch on her. If you touch it, she'll jump.
You can do so
and that's likewise with all sinners. That is why sinners are so brittle. Because of these different nerves,
you have barely
stable. Many people can't
continue.
Many people's hearts can't
continue.
So many sicknesses come from
there.
Now the Lord wants to say, just bring your husband. So now when you speak of a husband, you'll speak of the nerve that is most
touched.
All sinners very quickly want to change the subject. Immediately she tried to change the subject. Here the Lord is speaking of the matter of her husband. That is her history. That was a very undesired part of her history. But now the Lord said, go and get your husband. So she spoke of these indeed important matters of the Lord. She said, our forefathers worship here. But you say we should worship in Jerusalem. This is indeed a problem, right? Our fathers worship in this mountain. What mountain was that? Until now. You know that Jacob's wrestled
with the Judaizers.
We know that this year, at the end of the year, there will be a time of peace and
freedom.
So if you have an opportunity to go to Israel, you know that Jacob's wrestled still exists. But don't just look at that
wrestled.
If you stand by the
wrestled,
if you look outward, you'll see two mountains.
一座山在北边，一座山在南边。
One is towards the north, one is towards the south.
而这个井呢，就刚好在中间。
And the well is right in the middle.
你看，这是两座山
，two mountains.
这个两座山是东西向的。
These mountains face
east and west. 是这样走向东西。
These mountains face east west.
Yeah. 那么一个在北边，一个在南边。
And one is north, one is south.
那么一个在北边的那个山啊。
And the mountain on the north.
你如果你在中间，你要看北边那座山。
So if you're standing in the middle and you look at the mountain on the north,
你看你看见那些山都是黄的。
You see that all those mountains are yellow.
这种草绿的东西也没有。
There's nothing green.
为什么？因为这个山呢，刚好向着整个的大沙漠。
Because this mountain is actually facing the desert.
那现在还有一座山是南边的这个。
There's another mountain in the south.
这座山又是面向着黑龙山。
But because the face faces Mount Hermon.
所以黑龙山的山路你看一直就是降在上面。
So all that water just put this compares that mountain.
This mountain is like evergreen.
So this is evergreen. This mountain is like evergreen.
因为在这死亡，因为在这生命。
On one hand you see death, on one hand you see life.
你记不记得？
Do you know?
And remember, Moses told you this year, you must enter Canaan.
When Moses told the people of Israel, once you enter Canaan,
you must put your foot on this mountain. Put your foot on this mountain.
Six tribes have to stand on this mountain. Six tribes on the other mountain.
That's it. This is the mountain.
The one standing on the slope of the
mountain
is
from the church.
You are to cry God's wrath.
You have to go to the church.
It is all
death.
But if you
stand on the slope of the mountain, you are to cry God's
wrath. If you stand on the slope of the mountain,
you are to cry God's
wrath. You are to cry God's wrath.
You have to cry God's wrath.
Because you see it is all good.
So things you don't understand.
Do you understand?
这个
The Samaritan woman was referring to the mountain in the south.
那弟兄姊妹一点都没有错。
是
这个撒玛利亚人，他们相信，他们我们的祖宗是在这山上礼拜。
She said that our fathers worship on this mountain.
所以为什么有殿？一 temple.
This mountain has a temple.
而且也有一些祭司。
And they have priests.
撒玛利亚人。到现在大概只剩下三百人了。
From now there's only about 300 left.
所以你知道这个很难得很难得的。
It is very rare.
现在你如果到那里，他们真的还在，他们还应该能敬拜的。
If you go there today, you still see them worship.
所以你看他们穿的衣服很像那西藏人穿Tibetan他们穿的那些衣服一样。
And the what they wear is kind of like what Tibetans wear.
所以你看到他们说我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜。
And she said, our fathers worship in this mountain.
但你们都说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
So you say we should worship in Jerusalem.
那不是什么？
我认为
这不是什么历史的问题。
This is a historical
fact. 你讲的确是耶路撒冷的圣殿是在玛利亚山上，在耶路撒冷。
In history, the temple was built on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem.
这撒玛利亚人他们不到耶路撒冷去，他们住在撒玛利亚，他们住在撒玛利亚那个山上，是那个山上，他们有献祭，他们有敬拜。
And the Samaritans never went to Jerusalem to worship, but they worshiped on the mountain of Samaria, where they also offered up sacrifices. That is the background. Then the Lord said,
耶和华父，你当信我，时候将到，你们到处也不在这山上，也不在这山。
She said to a woman, believe me, an hour is coming when you in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
弟兄姊妹，
说的是
虽然这个妇人是和主耶稣谈论宗教。
Even though this woman is discussing religion with Jesus,
但是我们主还是把她带回到最重要的中心去。
But our Lord brought her back to the most important part.
所以你看，最后还是把她带回到原来的地方。
At the end, he brought her back to the beginning.
所以他说，你相信我，时候将来你们再次也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
没有想到。
The hour is coming.
那个时候就是新约的时候。
And that hour is the New Testament hour.
所以我们讲的敬拜是新约的敬拜。
So we speak of worship as New Testament worship.
新约的敬拜不是在撒玛利亚的山上，也不是在耶路撒冷。
New Testament worship is not in the mountain in Samaria, nor in Jerusalem.
你知道这句话在那个时候主耶稣讲的时候。
When Jesus spoke his words at that time,
所有正统的犹太人都不应该听进
去。All Orthodox Jews should never have heard these words.
他们如果听进去，
if they heard these words. How could somebody say that worship would not be in Samaria, the Samaria's mountain,
where
in Jerusalem? The root of our Judaism is in Jerusalem and the temple. The problems in the Middle East today is because of the problems cannot be solved with the temple. If they are to worship, they are to worship on Mount Moriah. If it wasn't on this mountain or that mountain, there'd be more problems. If it wasn't in Jerusalem or Mount Moriah, there are many places in Israel where you can build a temple. But for the Jews,
it has to be on that
mountain. You know that there are two different lines of descendants from
Abraham.
One is the descendants of Isaac, the other of Ishmael. And they are disputing a mountain head. But not only a mountain head. But according to archaeology, you know that isn't there a rock in that big mosque? That rock right now in the current mosque is actually the foundation of where the Holy of Holies So archaeologists made a further discovery. On this rock, you will see a rectangular depression. What is the size of it? It is the exact same size as a measurement of the arc of your tesla. That the descendants of Ishmael not only are fighting over a mountain head, but they are fighting over a piece of rock. If the Lord worship on this mountain or that mountain, there will be no conflict. Judaism is Judaism. Because this is a very important pillar. If you are to knock this pillar over, there will be no more Judaism. When we read this piece, we don't think
it's anything.
But think about how the rabbis would react to these words. Don't forget. This is the future of New Testament worship. Here we see three worships. One is the worship on the mountain
Samaria.
The other worship is the worship on Mount Moriah. I say again, the Lord's word is the most important thing to the heart. Nobody can explain New Testament worship better than the Lord's word. We no longer can go back to Judaism. No longer do we go to Samaria.
That's
impossible. We are in the New Testament. Our worship is different than the worship of Mount
Samaria.
We are different than how the Jews worship. If the church is
aged,
or if the testimony gets to the
death,
if you are in the church, the worship you see is Old Testament worship. If you see the worship of in Samaria, what question do you ask? You say this is the church, or do you say Judaism? You see that. I feel puzzled why people cannot read this very simple passage. speak of worship today, it is according to history. How people worship in history
is
how we worship. Do we ask? This worship doesn't come from the Jews? This worship doesn't it come from Samaria? Doesn't
it?
John has to do the work of mending the
man.
For this reason, this is very important.
Clearly,
Jesus mentions three types of worship. And third of Jesus
said,
verse 22, you worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews. Now pay attention. Now you have to ask, which one is right or wrong? The worship is
right.
What is the difference between these two? Jesus very
clearly,
you worship that which you do not know. So your worship is
faultless.
That's
what
the rest of the
world has been doing
is because the salvation is from the Jews. So the worship of Jews,
you can't talk about it because
the worship of true God,
you must have found it.
But you worship what you do not know.
We
worship all that we know.
You worship all that we know. You worship all that we know.
Because the only worship is the true God in the world.
But
it's not like it's true God. One is false, one is true. Why is false? Because their God is false. And why is this Jewish worship
really?
Because they worship the true God. Do you understand? Three worships.
And if someone is being by, then they worship
the worship of Samaria, the worship of Jesus. What's the comparison?
The same
comparison of true or false. Our Lord spoke of a third type of world. If you can believe, but an hour is coming. And now
it
is. There is an hour coming. Before the Lord spoke of it, it was the era of your passion.
Now
a new era has come in. And now it is. At this point, now we have a third type of world. So in the origin, it really means that he is seeking and seeking for true worship. Do you understand? It says the hour is coming. You don't worship the Father on this mountain or this mountain. Now the third type of worship is compared to these two. What did Jesus say? The first who truly worship the Father. Worship him in spirit and truth. Because the Father speaks for this type of worship. What does this mean? The other two types of worship. Those aren't worshiping the Father. Now we're confused. Didn't we just say that they worship the true God? Yes. But don't forget, in the Greek, this word truth has two meanings. One truth it was a comparison between true and false.
那、啊、那真正在乎的真正那个两个字在原文不是真假的真。
But true worship of the Father is not the same word of true and false.
所以它不是和假来相对的。
It is not compared with false.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
旧约的敬拜
，The Old Testament
worship 到底怎是真的
？They worship the true God.
但是和新约敬拜一对比的话
，But if you compare with the New Testament worship，
它们不是真正的敬拜。
They are not. It is not true worship.
这是用的另外一个词。
But she's the word used another word.
那个字不真和假相对的那个真。
That word is not the word.True is not the word that is compared to false.
那那个字怎么字呢
？What is this word?
那个字就告诉我们，它是那个字，这个字的意思是什么？实际就是 reality.
The meaning of that word truth has the meaning of reality.
所以不是说那个旧约的敬拜是假的，不是。
It doesn't mean that Old Testament worship is false.
但是旧约的敬拜好像影子一样，影子一样。
But that Old Testament worship is but like a shadow.
你怎么把它删掉？但是不过是影子。
It is true.True, but it's a shadow.
但是只有圣灵敬拜才是真实的，
而且才充满实际的。Only the New Testament worship is real.
好像主耶稣说
，Just like the
Lord is 真实的树。
I am the
true
one. I am the true one.
那个真实是个原文，不是真假的真实。
In the original, again, that true is not the opposite of false.
但是我真实的树。
He says, "I am the true one."
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这不是别的，所以它就是假的。
Doesn't mean that all other vines are false.
我们看见每一个葡萄都是真。真的，另外都是假的。
You see, all the grapevines are true, they're real.
这什么意思呢？
我们的伟人真葡萄树。This is the meaning. He says, "I'm the true vine."
因为它是葡萄树的标本，它是
sample. Because he is the sample of vine.
当神创造这个葡萄树的时候
，When he created all the grapevines,
神是用这个真的葡萄树的标本的。
He used the true vine as a sample.
那结果，你看，所有这个所有的这些葡萄树都讲一个故事，就真。
So all these grapevines speak of one story, speak of the story of the true vine.
所以你看，这些葡萄树，他们要就要讲一些故事。
So now these vines want to tell stories.
他们更多要告诉我们真葡萄是怎么回事。
They want to tell the stories about the true vine.
所以经过四个月。
So after 4 months,
你看那葡萄树从空中里面吸吸水分。
So your vines in the air, they absorb the air.
然后从地里面吸吸水分。
They absorb water from the air and from the ground.
然后葡萄成熟的时候。
And once the grape is mature,
然后它投在酒袋里面。
And it's put into wine press.
所以你看水就变成酒。
The water becomes wine.
所以这个水就变成酒的故事。
That is the story of water becoming wine.
所以弟兄姊妹，
说的
是从耶稣来时，第一个神迹是把水变成酒。
The first miracle that Jesus did was turning water into wine.
他从十字架上
，on the cross，
就是经过十字架的酒榨。
He went through the wine press of the cross.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
但
是这个缘故，
所以
他把我们淡而无味的人变成水一样的人生。我们的人生呢，
而像
水一样，
而像 just like water, very plain。
但是现在他把它变成流血。
But now he has turned it into sweet wine。
这就是主耶稣在我们，这就是主耶稣所带给我们的救恩。
This is the salvation that the Lord gave us。
现在让我们懂得了。
Now we understand。
他是真的葡萄树。
He is the true vine。
他是实体，他是 reality。
He is the reality。
其他都不过是影子就是了。
All the others are but shadows。
当你还没有看见我以前，你
在
你上面看我很多很多的照片。
You saw many of my pictures。
你看我这个照片在代表我。
These pictures represent
都代表真正的你
，It represents the true me。
为什么你来呢
？You understand？
但是问题就是等待我来到的。
So when I arrive，
你看见我是实实在在的。
I am a real person。
你看那些不都是影子，不都是 copy 吗
？All those are but shadows of copy。
所以就是说
，But it's just
现在我们懂得。
Now we understand。
新约的敬拜才是真实的敬拜。
The New Testament worship is true worship。
这个不是影子的
，It's not shadow。
影子也很快就可以过去
，The shadow passes。Especially when the reality arrives, the shadow goes away. Our Lord said, an hour is coming and now is.
那真正在乎的，
那都是 worship when the true worship 的话，
怎么样能在乎呢？
还是 worship the Father
真正在乎的，
是乃是用心灵和诚实来拜他。True worship is the Father worship Him in spirit and truth。
那弟兄姊妹，
说的是
真实。
It's quite amazing。
现在不在这个山上
，No longer on this mountain，
也不在那个山
，No longer on that mountain。
那你怎么办呢？
我就是
他告诉我们说，我们用心灵诚挚待他就可以。
So we just have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
弟兄姊妹，
我的姐姐，
这个心灵是什么？
What is this?
是这个
什么？
是那很明显的。
我们
主的话是对着神面的话来的。
Our word was followed the promise.
我怎么说呢？
我说我神在凡我所赐的水。
The water that I shall give you,
在他里头的成为自己的泉源。
It become in him a well of water.
让众人呢掉了一井的三个字。
我们是泉源，没有一井的泉源。
You missed in the Chinese, you missed the word well of water.
所以我们讲这个话的时候
，When the Lord speaks this word,
告诉撒玛利亚，
你开着什么井？
我在让你有一口井，是不
是 ？He says that you have a well of
water. 里面还有一口井
，But inside of it is also well.
那口井很深很深。
And that well is very deep.
现在就被泥土修整了。
Now it's filled with the earth.
And that's
what
we are. We can just do it.
So we are, if we accept the Lord as our Savior,
we will achieve
it. It become our spring of
life.
Let the water will enter into the well.
And that water is created through that water. And
that water is created through that water.
But this is
the thing that you don't care. No wonder you don't thirst anymore.
What
is that water?
What is that water? You have to go to the water.
Represents that you have to go to the very depth to touch water.
So now God is in us. He
created us
to feel that
it's like a well.
So
the living water is in this well.
The
Holy Spirit is in our spirit. Brothers and sisters,
this
is the Holy Spirit. Are we not the temple of God?
是不是神的
殿吗？你来了解的 temple
啊？什么殿？
有万院？你来的 temple has the outer court，
有圣所，
对不对？它是 holy place，
有圣圣所，
它是 holy place，
它是最圣所。你来到什么教
堂？你来到 the holy place， 来到
什么？我们这个我们身体好像万院。
Our body is like the outer court，
我们的人格，我们的魂好像圣所一样。
Our soul is like the holy place。
现在如果你进到你的圣所去的，
但是 answer is very bad。No longer do you need to go to the temple on Mount Moriah. At the time of
there
is a veil between the holy place and the holy of holies. But thank
you. When after
that Lord Jesus revealed that veil was torn.
But
not only that, no longer do we need to go to that mountain of
the other mountain.
Actually, when God created us, everyone can come before Him to worship
Him.
You don't have to go to
different places. If you
receive the food of the
spirit, and our spirit is like a
holy spirit abides in the holy
mountain.我们人好像是鱼
，Our spirit is like a well.
正在圣灵，正在你看活水，就圣灵就像活水一样。
The Holy Spirit is like living water.
你想想看，如果活水在瓶里面，
但是 living water 是真的 well，
那当然不可能，是
不是 ？Of course it's not.
所以不清楚，
现
在你不要等到是为什么创造我们
？Now you understand that God has created.
等到是创造我们的目的
，The purpose of God created.
每个人都可以来到神的面前
，Everyone can come before God. As long as you come to the very top,
you are
just
like the holy holy.
But this is right at the holy holy.
So now you
understand.
原来圣约的圣殿不过是影子。
That the Old Testament temple is but a shadow. What is a
shadow?
After God accomplishes what
God has done, we will be able to see the light of the truth.
Before our world was filled with sin,
so that when the sentence is written,
now we believe in Jesus.
And the Holy Spirit is right
there
too. And
we become His
temple.
And we become the abode of the Holy Spirit.
And we become the abode of the Holy Spirit.
If you ever come before God, you have to enter through the depth of the Spirit. And now it's coming and now
it
is. That the true worship of the Father.
We
worship Him in spirit and in truth.
That we be genuine by
faith. Who are the true worship of the
Father?
Not those who fly or go to
the Father.
Not those who go to the Samaria. If you come to the
depth,
as long as you come to the depth of the ground,
you
will touch living water. No longer do you
thirst.
Why don't you thirst? Because now you can face God face to face. Heaven is heaven because God is there. Hell is hell because God is not
there.
Wherever there is a presence of God, that is the heaven. No matter where we are, it's all heaven. If we are sick, we are
going to change the room to
the Lord who makes your bed.
Now
that bed is the heaven. This is the New Testament. This is New Testament worship. We're going to be able to fly to the room.
You
can pray anywhere.
You
can worship anywhere. That is the now do you understand? This is true worship.
Why?
When God created the Spirit,
you
know, God gave us a body. So that we can have a consciousness. I have eyes. So I believe that 80% of the world is
blind.
It's our blind. As people I still understand 10% of the
world.
I can feel, I can hear with my ears. How do you know that this earth is true? Because God gave us a body. God gave us this organ so we could be conscious of the existence of this world. But not only
that.
Why did God give us a
wisdom on
His own? Why do we love? Why do we hate? How do we have feelings? Why do we have thoughts? Why do we decide? That's the truth. Very clear. Through our thoughts, through our emotions, and through our will, we know that we exist. You say, I am real. I am, therefore I am.
Same thing, you are.
We can feel our own existence. Not only do they want us to have consciousness about the world, but not only have consciousness about ourselves, but we want us to also have consciousness of God. When God created Adam, God created the animals and God created Adam. So we all created from
dust.
When you take a bath, you're full of dust. But there's one difference. We're different than monkeys and all the other animals. Is that God breathed into the nostril of Adam. God is spirit.
And
we breathe into the nostril man.
God's spirit created
within us an organ, which is called the spirit. So then our spirit and our body can work together. Now that is a
soul.
And that personality comes from that. God did not breathe that breath. But because he breathed,
God is spirit.
So in man, there's created a spirit.
So
there are two things that can work. God said to him, if you eat of this fruit, you shall die. But Adam still lived 900 years. He didn't die. His body lay in the tomb only after over 900 years.
You know that? 有的人在洛杉矶啊，他们去采蘑菇，采羊菇，结果草采了毒的蘑菇。
Some people who in Los Angeles went to collect the mushrooms.And they actually collected some poisonous ones. And they ate the poisonous ones. And the first, the most, the earliest part where that poison attacked is the kidney. And then very soon that kidney dies. But it was only after a week that this person was laid to rest.
So we know that when the word said, when you eat
that forbidden food, that you shall die.
Yeah, that has what you want to say.
Adam still lived over
900 years.
And his eyes were enlightened. Immediately he knew that he was naked. What does that mean? It means that he was conscious of
himself.
He said he had no consciousness of himself. So once he ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge, he
was living the accident.
There was something that got activated.
In the body, you didn't see you can use XP or some windows. You didn't say the activating stuff.
Yeah, stop the stuff. So there's whether your operating system on the computer, there's something that activates.
So you wonder.
That's
right. I see that mental life is pretty good.
Before, man was just Everything to man was neutral.
How do you feel that you don't have your feelings?
Once you enter the foot of the tree, his eyes are
enlightened.
What are these eyes? These are the eyes of his spirit. How do you know that? Because he noticed he was naked. He felt that he felt conscious of what he was
doing.
You now know that the soul has a function. So that his soul at that time was very, it was functioning very well. We know that that day the soul and the body did not die. So we read the whole scripture. That day the spirit lost its function. Because man sinned. From that day on, God and man Cross the road with the blind
dog.
I know the fifth
truth.
你的时候
，when the Spirit dies，
但是不要忘记 ，don't forget，
他能心
存在保留的
，his conscience is still。
在我们梦里面，你看正在流那个良心
，that conscience is still there。
但是这个空洞死掉了
，it's not that it got completely
completely。如果空洞死掉的话，
我就 completely 的。
人跟人就根本连根本就不会信到神了。
Man that would not be able to worship。
那为什么这么多宗教呢
？Why are so many religions？
为什么人还在信道
？Why are people still worshiping？
不要忘记
，don't forget。
你看见吗？在这个时候，在这个时候。
At this time,
你看得很清楚
，it's very clear.
你虽然眼睛瞎了
，even though your eyes are blind,
你还是会过马路的。
You can still cross the road.
有两种过马路方式
，you can cross the road different ways.
一种是过马路完全走错方向的
，one way is to cross the road incorrect.
这是撒玛利亚的心态
，and that is the Samaritan worship.
还有一种是翻过去走的
，you can cross the road
correct. 还是过了马路
，cross the road right to left.
这是和一个迷眼的、眨着眼睛的过马路不一样
，but you cross the road very differently than one would do.
他过马路，
我一跨出去，
我就在影子里面过了。
在这是 under shadow，
这就是明白吗？
原来
这真的是假的。
It's not the same。
过马路，
你说跨出去，
但是
你
进
来，但是
这没有你在真的过马路，
你越跨出去，
人家的眼睛都开
始了 ，eyes are being light。
这就是我们人类的进步。
That is when we are saved，
然后长大，
然后
神就要开我们的眼睛
，We are going to open our eyes。
现在你进步了
，Now you worship。
不光进步了，神更进步
了。Now you worship not only worship the true God.
现在真的是你，
当初神创造你的时候
，God originally created you.
怎么能对神充满拒绝
？How can you be conscious of God?
就是灵嘛
，It is the spirit.
你看人家灵的东西进入到神的时候
，In the spirit when you worship Him,
你看人的一切都真实
，You see it is all true.
我问你一句
，I ask
you 怎么叫这个世界真
？How do you know this world?
为什么你又是真的
？How do you know New York?
你怎么知道
Subway 真的
？How do you know Subway?
你怎么
知道 Subway 真的
？How do you know Car is real?
很简单，因为就给我那个身体。
Because God gave us a body.
不要忘记 ，Don't forget.
眼睛可瞎
，eyes can be blind.
你对这个世界还有点兴趣
，but you still can't.
如果到底什么都没有，那圣灵就忙
了。But when you don't have any, then the man is
blind. 这个存在和没存在根本没有两，根本完全一样的。
Then whether the gift of judgment is
still
in
you,
you don't understand.
You understand?
当初神创造这个灵，就是让我们与他交通的。
When God created the spirit for us to have fellowship,
要让我们对他充满需求
，so that we can be conscious of it.
这个就是器官。
So see this organ.
良心的感觉
，the conscious eye to feel，
然后我们会有 intuition 会提醒
，and then we have intuition，
然后我们就能敬拜他
，then we can worship him，
我们能与神有交通
，and we can have fellowship with him。
所有人的本能，那个敬拜的本能都是从灵里面出发。
All the instincts of worship of man begins with the spirit。
所以弟兄姊妹，
但是
现在你懂了
，now you understand。
弟兄姊妹，圣约的敬拜
，the Old Testament worship，
他们敬拜的神是真的
，they worship the
true God。圣经里是根据神的启示
，and the temple is according to the revelation of God.
But don't forget,
因为他们灵已经失去功能
because the spirit lost its
power, 我们都死在罪恶过程中
We are dead in our transgression.
是不是他们就不敬拜了？
就是你这种，我是
撒玛利亚还敬拜，
是什么？是
外邦人还敬拜？
真搞笑了！
有的人还拜错了偶像，
而且又是拜偶
像。那当君王不要忘记，你看你这个人就不同了。
But the people were just
他拜的时候你真实，
所以我是
不搞的问题在这儿。
But here's the problem，
他们真实还在
，the body still，
他们的魂还在
，the soul still。
这怎么办呢
？What happens？
就是如果你要敬拜神
，if you are to worship God，
那么你就要用外面的真实在那里拜。
You have to worship outward，
他们要鼓掌。
Or you clap,
or you get angry,
or you will
turn and grab the
knife,
or you bring the
drum, you
will
grab the
drum, you will grab
the drum. You
will
help us to draw closer to God. You will
help us to draw closer to God. Because
the spirit
of death is distant from God.
That is the truth.
You see that? That is the truth. That is the
truth.
That is
the truth.
That is the
truth.
That is the truth.
That
is the truth. That
is the truth.
That is the truth.
That
is the truth.
That is
the truth. That is the truth.
That is the truth.
That is the truth.
That is
the truth. That is the truth.
That is the truth.
That is the truth.
神的神都看到了很远了。
They believe that God is not far.
他们用刀要刺自己的身体。
They use a knife and they cut themselves.
他们用这样的话就是无体神的祝福。
They believe that killing God is not
far. 为什么？
很多人敬拜一定都是无体投地，都是无体敬拜。
So many worship is worship of bowing down.
为什么
？Why？
这能做最好的。
This is the best man.
你看见了？你现在要敬拜神，你现在正要靠近神，你眼睛瞎了吗
？You cannot draw knife to God because you're blind.
那你根本就是没有真的认识神。
They know God.
你
这么
敬拜了，
你看，
肯定
就是要做两种的敬拜。
首先，出这个
位置，撒玛利亚的
位置，
什么是位
置？一个是摩利亚山上的，
一个是位置在南摩亚，
就是指你说
这个真的，一个是假的。
我们的 true one is false，
但是不要忘记
，don't forget。 The greatest tragedy in the New Testament
is
So fire worship, they have the temple. But this worship in the Old Testament is but a shadow. It's as if the blind crossing the road. They paid worship in the
temple.
Once it's a blind find can see, it can cross the road. This world becomes so lovely.
It's
our spirit of desire. How we know through our bodies that this world is real. We also know from the spirit how God is real. Many people who are old in the 90s, their mind goes. That why is worship today a lost art? Because today there's no differentiation between spirit or soul. Because man today doesn't know that he needs to worship from the spirit. They need our help.
So here's the other
thing. First, you need a big building.
It
has to be a huge. And when you think about it, you can think exactly
how you come into the front.
And whenever you look at the window panes, you'll see a
beautiful
light. You need our help.
What is it?
It proves that man is no longer in the spirit.
Not only that, What is done inside of you and what not is done outside of you. In the Old Testament, everything is ours. Worship Him in spirit and truth. What does this mean? God is spirit. God created in us a spirit. He spared us to say, Where
can I have communication?
The electrons inside the wire.
非常的痛的血。
Oh, the carpet The worship that God wants today.
Your faith in the Christ.
Sadly.
You go to the Jehovah's Witness.